What about starting up front with ovarian suppression or ablation, either alone or with tamoxifen or an aromatase inhibitor? How did the panel view that as a potential option?
Well, the use of initial ovarian ablation plus tamoxifen is considered an appropriate option for premenopausal women. There is data that ovarian suppression does help premenopausal women. And there is evidence that if you have women who have had ovarian suppression and add tamoxifen, that that's better than ovarian suppression alone. The difficulty in looking at that data is that the trials that have been done were done at a time when we didn't realize that tamoxifen alone in premenopausal women who had gotten good chemotherapy added benefit. And so none of those trials looked at chemotherapy plus tamoxifen. They looked at chemotherapy versus chemotherapy plus ovarian suppression versus chemotherapy plus ovarian suppression plus tamoxifen. And the group of women who received the ovarian suppression and tamoxifen had superior outcome, at least in some dimensions. The uncertainty is whether that superior outcome could have been achieved with tamoxifen alone. That's the difficulty there. My own philosophy of medicine is the belief that if I pull out the prescription pad to order something, that the obligation is on me to know that that therapy is effective and that that therapy is safe. And if I can't demonstrate that with the therapy and there are reasonable alternatives for which there is good evidence of effectiveness and safety, then the evidence-based approach, which I am a strong advocate of, would tell me that my obligation is to use the therapy I know works.